Hello, dear listener, it's Daniel. Now, before we get to this episode, just want to remind you, me and Core just launched a Patreon. For $7 a month, you can get exclusive content. Now, how do you sign up for said exclusive content? Well, we made it easy. There's a link down in the show notes, or go to patreon.com/litdpod. We'll see you soon. Now, let's get to today's episode.
We don't believe in you.
Not a bit.
That's right. No Dasher, no Dancer, no Prancer, no Vixen, no Comet, no Cupid, no Donner, no Blitzen. Welcome, Truth Seekers, Light Bearers, and the Lost to the Light in the Darkness podcast.
With a very special little mini Christmas greeting episode. We don't know what this is going to be yet, but we sure are excited to be here doing it.
That is absolutely right. So, for the next umpteen minutes, put on your seatbelt, and we are going to give to you what was given to us.
Now, we told you that we were going to be taking off the last 2 weeks of December.
False.
During that amazing interview with Dark Waters. Can we just recap again how amazing that interview with DW was? Beep. That was an amazing interview with DW.
He got what he wanted.
Dark Waters! But we told you we might not be able to stay away, and well,
I would say we tried, but well, that would be a lie.
And we don't lie.
Did you try?
No, not really.
I didn't try. So, it's that time again, you know? We're coming up on the holiday season. Dare I say, we're already in it, in the colder side of it. Thank you, Lord. Being two hot-natured fellows, we thoroughly appreciate a cold burst of air every now and then. But, there it is. There are some things stirring inside of us. So, without further ado, here are the things stirring. We've talked about a lot this year. Especially with the off-topics, we have covered so many things. Most recently, fear. Things like surrender. Tithing, repentance. That's what comes to my mind, bro. What ones jump up for you?
Oh, dear. Hearing the voice of God.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we're going to be having a little high beam edition on that in the next few months. It's just kind of rolling around in the old tum-tum.
Is that the Holy Ghost Vat of Velveeta that I always reference that no one else seems to know about?
I don't know about that.
Caramel and dark chocolate. It's Velveeta.
I was not raised in a family that had Velveeta unless it was with Rotel and Jimmy Dean and that delicious dip that is absolutely awful for you and to you. Anyway, back to the topic at hand, off topics.
Aunt Lisa makes that dip.
I just took Daniel down memory lane, a different lane.
That's going to be there at Christmas Eve, and I'm going to put one of those little gimmicky Tostito scoop things in it. It's going to be so good. But what else is so good is... maybe, just maybe, you've been going on this adventure with us this past year. Maybe, just maybe, some of these things made sense. But, you haven't quite decided to buy in. So, what's been rolling around for me is, we talked about all these huge topics, but that's just it. If you just listen, you'll be entertained. Or as Corey was saying off mic a few minutes ago, distracted.
Yeah, we hope that we're catching you at a good time, dear listener, as we're dropping this episode. And we at first thought, we were thinking about how hard the holiday season can be. Mm. And particularly if you just suffered a loss, the loss of a loved one, or the breaking apart of a family, divorce, or other horrific situations, my first Christmas without, or with.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be. And at first, I kind of had the thought, well, maybe we can just hop on,
crap an episode together. Freudian slip.
crack a few jokes, say a quick blessing, and that's all she wrote. Shebang, shaboing, and we'll move on. But no, I hope that we're providing a little bit more in this little talk than just a distraction.
Yeah, more specifically, direction. It's not too late, is what's been ringing around in my spirit. And we can make a change at any point. We really can. And that just might be you. I want you to chew. I want you to marinate. And really decide, you know, what is 2024 going to be for you? In fact, what is the rest of whenever you're listening to this episode this evening or this week? Because it is never too late to make a change. And I'm going to stop talking here in a second. And Corey's going to start praying a blessing over you. And after that, I'm going to meet you with a salvation call. Because the thing that's really been weighing the heaviest on me is I truly believe maybe Corey was hitting the nail on the head. Maybe for someone, we have got to be that bit of Christian entertainment or distraction. But you haven't taken a hold of the direction part yet. And that's really, I believe, what the Holy Ghost is putting out tonight. So, without further ado, the blessing?
The blessing. You know, I alluded to all the things that can make the holiday season so hard. And if you are in one of those situations, or if you aren't, and you just need a blessing, I'd like to speak one over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May He lift up the brightness of His countenance upon you. May He give you rest. May He give you peace. Shalom peace, the kind of peace that only He can provide. The kind of peace that just don't make no sense. I pray that He would make Himself known to you in the lowest valleys, on the highest mountaintops. Pray that He would comfort the brokenhearted. I pray that Jesus would come to you the way He said He would come. In Luke 4:18, behold, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and restoration of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. I pray that Jesus would reveal Himself very tangibly to you in this painful season, and may His hand be upon you in all that you do. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Good stuff, bro. Now, I truly believe this is for someone out there. So if you would like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I need You. I believe that You sent Your Son to die on the cross for my sins. I believe that He rose again, and I believe He's coming back. I need You to be Lord of my life. Please wash me, make me new, Jesus. Forgive me of my sins, and lead me the rest of my days. I take You now as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you said that prayer, just like that, welcome to the kingdom. Welcome to the body of Christ. We're happy to have you. Guys, we love you. We thank you for being with us this year. Pray you receive that blessing that Cor gave, and I'm so excited if somebody out there prayed that prayer. And if you did, hey, shoot us an email at litdpod@gmail.com. Merry Christmas. God bless you from me and Cor. And until next year, take care.
Savior's birth.